Spend off in the nanos. Yeah. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I
flew from NY to LA like Simone. Got a text from Lil Baby saying, come home. Why she tripping? It's the mission that I've been on. And she sent me them 4 words like I did wrong. Damn. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I
didn't listen to dancehall music growing up. It was forbidden in my household.
So who did you listen to?
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Whitney Houston. Beyonce. The Rihanna. The Nicki Minaj.
Wow. So dancehall music was more provocative than...
Yeah.
Then Rihanna and Nicki Minaj?
Of course. Even till now. To this day. Do you know what Rampin' Shop is? Do you know who Vibes Cartel is?
Yeah, true enough.
Oh, no. You can't play that in your household. It's too sack.
Jeez.
Hey, guys. I don't know if it's your girl, Shinsia. You might have seen me perform earlier on Coachella. Come on, try, try, try. You can never be me, never Or see me from any one of my Grammy nominations. What's up, Nyla? We need to talk.
What's up, guys? Nyla Simone here from We Need to Talk. As you know, we drop 2 interviews a week, each and every Monday and each and every Thursday. Brand new exclusive content from your favorite celebrities, influencers, whoever. So make sure you guys hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with everything that we have going on. And make sure you guys just share, tell a friend to tell a friend, drop a comment, show your girl some love, all right? What's going on, guys? Nyla Simone here with another episode of We Need to Talk. And I have a very special guest with me. Shinsia is in the building. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you in person.
You too.
So how are you? How's life been? What brings you to New York?
I'm great. You know, I was just here for a new campaign that I just did with Captain Morgan and Vita Coco. So I just performed yesterday and now I'm here with you.
Fire. I love that. Captain Morgan, the liquor, right?
Yeah.
Are you, that's dark, right?
Yeah.
Are you a dark girl?
Yeah, for now. Yeah.
Now I am. For now. Okay, fair enough. I know you're also in the works of working on a new album, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When's it dropping?
Well, I currently pushed it back because I wanted to make sure it's really, really perfect. You know, this is my sophomore album, so I got to make sure that I come better than before. So I pushed it back to like maybe end of August, September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why the pushback?
Because there's just certain things that I wanted to tweak on it, you know? It's like, I know I can do better with some lines. I know I can do better with some beats. So that's really just it. But the track list is 80% there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're hard on yourself.
I am.
Is the team ready to put it out and you're the one that's like... Mm.
Yeah, they're like, you got enough songs. We need to drop it now. I'm like, no. Gotta be the right songs.
Okay, fair enough. What do you feel like it's missing?
It's missing something directly from me, like core, you know, written 1,000% by me. Maybe like a freestyle vibe. Mm. I feel like it's missing off it. I think that I owe it to my Shenyangs to give them that on this album. I didn't give them that on the last, and I noticed that they love it so much.
Yo, we love your freestyle.
I was like, you know what? Let me just do this for them. So I'm thinking about, adding that in there.
Do you not favor, like, the rap?
No, I really love it, you know, but it's so fun for me.
Mm.
So I don't want it to be work.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. The rapping is real fun for me. When you hear me do that, it's just like I'm having so much fun. I don't. That's why I don't try to do it too often, too. You know, it takes away the exclusivity of it. It takes away the excitement of
it.
I feel.
Yo, you're so good at it.
Thank you.
Like, you're so good at it in an era where female rappers are dominating. So when you do stick your toe in,
even
the little bit that you do, it blow past a lot of people who are out right now.
Don't say that now.
Don't make them start hating me. I'm just saying, from your first freestyle that I saw to Don't Touch.
Don't Rush.
Don't Rush.
Yeah.
That one, and then up until your most recent one, I'm like, damn, I love when she gives me this, but it's always just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try to put one like that on the album for sure.
I love that. Would you never do just a straight rap album?
Oh, I mean, I would never say never because I can do it. So I wouldn't count it out, but I'm so focused on mastering my vocals right now when it comes on to singing because I really want to be a singer.
Okay.
You know, and I haven't given you guys any of that either yet. So you can't judge me too much, you know?
What do you mean you haven't given us any of that yet? You've definitely been singing.
What I'm coming with, you've never heard it before. Mm. Yeah, you've never heard it
More
before.
Like ballads?
Yeah. Ah. More like R&B style mixed with some dancehall. It's different. Like what I'm coming with, like I've never even done it before. Yeah. So that's why I got to make sure that it's really good before I put it out.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what's the inspo, or I would say like the push behind this new sound you're forming?
Because it's actually where I want to go. Mm. This is the type of music that I want to do. This is the type of music that I feel is real timeless. Of course, my dancehall songs are timeless too, because, you know, there are songs that I dropped from years ago that are still going crazy right now. So, but I'm a timeless music lover, period. So in anything that I'm doing, I make sure that it sounds so good. It's just like, you know, but I feel like the music that I have coming, it has more legs than the dancehall timeless ones, because not everybody can understand the dialect.
Fair enough.
So these ones are like exactly what I want to do with my career.
Fair enough. I like that. I'm looking forward to this. Okay. Yeah. So I want to talk about your last project, Alpha. Mm-hmm. Why did you name it Alpha?
Because I'm an alpha.
Are you having any issues in dating because you're an alpha?
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to beta myself for nobody. You know, alpha female needs an alpha male. I can deal with the weakness.
I love that. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Libra. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why?
I like Libras.
Oh, you stare up in the sky.
I'm thinking about Libras in relationships and then alphas in relationships so hard. Because, mm-hmm. Yo, I feel like men hate alphas.
Yeah, they do. But who cares? I hate them and I hate alphas.
So if Alpha was your first project, do you have a name for your second project?
Yes, but they said I'm not supposed to tell you.
Okay, so you don't have to tell me, but just tell me what direction, I guess, the second project will be in, because Alpha felt like love, fun, sensual. Mm-hmm. What is this one?
It was more fun. Alpha was more fun.
Yeah.
More bossy, because that was when I was stepping out of my comfort zone, and this is just showing that, yo, I'm bossy enough to do this, you know? The second album, I'm about to show you that this is what I came here to do. And really about, it's about emotions. It's a lot of emotions, because I've been going through a lot for the past 2 years. So I have a lot of that on there. Things that women can relate to, as usual.
Yeah.
But in a different way, you know, it's a different, whole different vibe. I love it. I'm so in love with the songs on my album. It's like, I'm so in love with them. It's like, you can't tell me that they're not good. That's how much I'm in love with them. Like, I'm going to be singing this regardless.
I love that.
Yeah.
Damn, that's exciting. Okay, and what about features? Because you had some great features on your last project.
I ain't got no features on it yet. Mm. Yeah, I have something to prove. And as I said, I'm not fully done with like myself on the project. So I want to be make sure that everything is good before I bring other people to the table. You know, I have a couple people in mind for one song, but I'm not really looking for a lot of features in this album. You might, I ain't gonna lie, but where I am right now, I have something to prove it myself.
I like that.
You know, so yeah. So it's not, because I don't want anybody to even say that, oh, you know, as much as it's strategy with getting features and crossing other audiences, like, I've had features, so you know I can get the features.
Right.
It's just something personal to me right now, you know?
I feel that. Mm. We're here for it. Okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions. They're fill in the blank. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Trouble.
No, this isn't the game. You guys, this isn't the game. This is
about a game.
The older I get, the less I blank.
The less I argue? Mm.
That's good. Good for you.
The less I argue.
What's cooling that down?
I just ain't got a time. Mm. I mean, it's just like pointless to me. I know what I'm saying. Like, either you listen, but I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
I know that's right. I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
Why was that the first thing that came in my head? I can't believe I actually painted when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that came to your head?
No, it was something.
No, what was the first thing?
Real dirty girl. Come on now. Let's not get into it. It's an abomination.
She said, yeah, painted. I was a painter. Oh, you know, I used to really like painting.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. But, yeah, I painted when I was younger. So I'm an artist both ways. I can draw and I can paint.
You picked the most wholesome response. It's okay. We're going to come back to that. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
Know so little about Tupac.
Oh, wow.
Don't kill me, y'all. Jesus.
I feel like there's so many documentaries. How can you not know?
And I went to the museum.
Oh, fire.
And I still.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
Wow.
It was really good. I have some merch from him and found out, you know, about a movement, a Black Panther movement, was it?
Yes.
And some signing I think he got in 2016. I heard some stuff like that. But
okay.
It's like, man, the way I come to America and you guys speak about Tupac, I'm like, damn, I need to catch up. What you say about? I'm going to go watch another documentary.
You guys, the most recent one on Hulu or FX or maybe both is so fire. Because it shows about his mom being the Panther and how,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How,
I read
like,
about it.
You watched it?
No.
Oh, you heard about it?
I saw clips of it in the museum.
Ah.
Like, in books and stuff.
Damn, you got to watch it.
Do you know his
music at least, though?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's so funny. What is the song that you do know by Pac?
I know the one he's talking about strength of a woman.
Dear Mama.
I hear the Dear Mama, but it's like the strength of a woman. It's about another one. I don't think it's
Keep Your Head Up.
Keep Your Head Up. I love that one.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that was fire.
I love that. Okay, so it's so funny that you said fucking Tupac. Never would I think that would be the response.
I know, but I'm so honest.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
We love that. Okay, this would be hip hop trivia is gonna be fun then. I would die without blank.
I would die without not seeing my dream come true. No, I would die without.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be with seeing my dream come true. I would die without. Oh no. What I would die without?
I'm not mad at the dream one.
What you mean? No, I was going to say I would die without not seeing my dream come true.
Yeah. Meaning like
you're working to get there. Yes, it's true. Exactly. Yes. I thought it would mean a different meaning because that's what I mean.
Yeah.
How you're looking at it, that's what I mean. I would die without not seeing my dream come true. Meaning I will never stop until I get my destiny fulfilled, even if I have to die doing it.
Damn.
Yeah. Where I am right now, that people are saying that, oh, please do this, do that. No. This is a personal route that I'm on, and I'm going to die doing it.
I love that. I know that's right. So what, outside of music, is there anything more that you're trying to achieve? Or is it all right now in the music?
Right now, like, music is my first love. It's my whole heart, you know? So after that, then I might venture out in fashion, makeup, you know, glasses, cookbooks, cooking shows,
definitely
all that comes
glasses,
after.
Yes.
But the music is just like, I have to, you know?
I love it. Sometimes I look back at my life and blank.
Sometimes I look back at my life and smile and thank God of how grateful I am because I remember that all I ever wanted to do was become an artist. Ever since I was a kid.
Really?
Ever since I was a kid. That's my first love. This is my dream right now.
So what was the moment when you knew, like, this is me?
When I first listened to Michael Jackson. He's my very first inspiration to music. He introduced me to real music. Yeah. When I heard him, I was like, oh my God, I want to be a pop star. You know, I want to be an international superstar. And he made me go to bed every night and be like, please God, let me be an international superstar. I want to be doing stadiums. I want to win a Grammy.
Yeah, I love that. Shout out to Mike. You should definitely, while you're here, check out MJ the musical.
Okay.
The play.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. So good.
I never been to a play.
You never? Oh my God.
Girl, all I do is work. I ain't do nothing.
I see.
I dedicated almost 2 decades to this, man. Getting prepared.
You know what? Understood. I respect it. From time to time, it's good to do blank.
From time to time, it's good to just lay down in your bed and do nothing.
Yes.
Like, for real.
When's the last time you had a day like that?
Just a couple of weeks ago, yeah, when I was in LA. Yeah. I was just relaxing.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
I made a complete fool of myself. That just happened too.
Ooh!
I made a complete fool of myself when I tried to do a Korean ramen noodle in a coffee maker. Y'all saw it? Y'all didn't see it on my Instagram? Oh, shit. I was like, damn, Mafia, you stupid as a motherfucker. Like, I don't drink coffee like that, right? So it's like, I didn't know that shit was a coffee maker.
Yeah.
And I was posting as I go along to some people was like,
nobody tried to stop you along the way?
I was watching what the replies were. I was just uploading. And I was like calling the front desk like, why isn't this working? I was in Suriname. Why isn't this working? Like, why am I waiting 17 minutes for the water to boil? I filled the thing with bottled water on the bottom. And I heard that when I read the replies, they said that you're actually supposed to put the coffee or some water up top and then it drains down.
To the bottom.
There was nothing at the top. So I was just sitting and looking at the thing like, what is happening? All my noodles is just getting soggy and it's not hot. And I called the front desk. They were like, yeah, ma'am, that's a coffee machine. And I was already uploaded that. I was damn. Like, my people was like, girl, you should have took this down.
That's funny. I love that.
I'm gonna leave it. Fuck it. I was so embarrassed.
The learning curve. So yeah, it's okay. You're not a coffee drinker.
I'm not a coffee drinker. Yeah, I'm a real naturalista.
Are you like tea?
I like tea.
I'm a tea girl.
Yeah.
I love like tea. Yeah. My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is honesty.
Mm.
I'm very honest in everything.
That's great.
Yeah. Like, don't ask me if you don't want to know. Because I'm going to tell you.
Do you at least have a filter?
No. Mm. You just got to be my real friend to know. But I think that's what makes me, you know. And it attracts real people to me as well. Because I don't sugarcoat anything. So it's either you like me or you don't. You know? You're not going to put up a facade like, man, she didn't see this. No. I'm going to just keep it cool so she can see me as this. Like, nah, you know what you're coming to get. So come as who you are too, you know? I'm really authentic.
Hey, I can dig it. I like it. All right, now for the hip-hop trivia. Are you ready?
Yes, no.
Okay.
I said honestly.
These are going to be, I think, kind of easy. Okay. Let me know if you guys think these are not easy enough, and then we can pivot. The first one. How many times was 50 Cent shot?
Was it 10?
You're close to.
9?
Yeah!
So I was really in the... Damn. I knew it was a lot of times.
It was close. That was a great guess off rip. Like 10. Yeah.
9.
All right. Who is the 03 Bonnie and Clyde?
It sounds like Jarrell and Ashanti to me.
Damn. That's not who it is, but
who is it? Them two go together.
That's a great guess.
You give her that?
Them two go together.
All right, fine. It is originally Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, yeah?
Because that's the name of the song, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh.
But,
man.
That was a good guess, honestly.
I love...
Who's Bonnie and Shine?
Come on, don't ask me that. No, don't ask me that.
Bonnie
Hey! Hey! I'm a 1996 baby, okay? I'll be the Vibes Cartel. I would say Vibes Cartel and Shorty. Bonnie and Clyde. I would say Vibes Cartel and Shorty. And I didn't listen to dancehall music growing up. It was forbidden in my household. Yeah, for real. It was forbidden in my household.
So what did you listen to?
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Whitney Houston. Beyonce. The Rihanna. The Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't really listen to no dancehall music. I started listening to dancehall music when I got to high school.
So dancehall music was more provocative than...
Yeah.
Did Rihanna and Nicki Minaj?
Of course. Even till now. To this day. Do you know what Rampin Shop is? Do you know who Vibes Cartel is?
Yeah, true enough.
Oh, no. You can't play that in your household. It's too slack.
Jeez. Damn. Okay. All right. Let me see. Oh, what rapper put out The Chronic?
The Chronic?
The album The Chronic.
Dr. Dre?
Yes!
That is so funny.
Yes. Okay. One more. What rapper had a clothing line named Sean John?
Did he?
Yes!
That's a fucking guess, bro. I swear to God, it was a guess. If you had said Sean Combs, and I was like, did he? But Sean John? I was like, fuck it, did he still?
All right, Wu-Tang, you know anything about Wu-Tang?
I heard a name, but no. See, this is why I don't want to pursue rap. Because I feel it would be so fake. I need to be educated on this, and I have a lot of catching up to do. I just came to the States. I don't know. And I don't want to be coming here and be like, yo, I'm the baddest. How am I going to pursue something that is the baddest chicken? I don't know.
Well, shit. I'll say this. As far as, like, knowing the history and, like, disrespecting it. If you're really good at it, people aren't going to be mad at you for being really good at your job because you're a really good rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you'll learn the history in time.
But I feel like in order to be really good at something, you have to know the history. Have to.
I mean, shit, that's 50 years of research. That's a lot.
Not at least not, but the big points, though. Like, shit like that.
Yeah, we'll catch you up on Pac and Wu-Tang.
So, Chronic, I'm learning, though. Chronic, Dr. Dre, shit. Now I'm going to have to go and listen to Chronic.
That's
the documentary for Tupac. That's on my list now. I just finished Anna Nicole. I didn't even know that she was so famous. I just figured that out. I know absolutely almost nothing, but I'm trying to catch up, though. I don't see myself pursuing rap if I don't know.
If fucking rap history was stopping you from rapping, I want you to get that out of your head right now, and I want you to get back in.
True, because there's some people on the scene right now that obviously they don't know the history because they don't sound like this.
History, not to say it doesn't matter, definitely matters to people like me.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're good at it, I can't complain because there's a lot of bad rappers doing really well.
Mm-hmm. That makes True. Sense. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be add to that latter, though.
But the fact that you have but that even mindset, yo, I think as long as you respect it.
Yeah,
you
know, I do like, respect it. And that's why I try to tippy toe in it by dipping in and dipping out. Because I do respect it. And I
Girl, we want you to dive in. Yo, we want you to dive in. But
you know what's so funny? On my way here, I was thinking about that. Because I was listening to a lot of the rap girls coming here. And I was like, Lord, why don't I just do this?
Yep.
Why? Why don't I just do rap?
Yo, that's what we all been asking. We like, all want
to know. I really love to sing, but maybe I should just start out with rapping. And I'm just there thinking and thinking, because listening to all of them on the radio, I'm like, I can do this for real. Do I want to do it? But why don't I do it?
Yes, why don't you do it? Yes.
For the reason I just said.
Okay, and then we just told you that was a bad reason. So now you know what...
Yeah, she's funny. I like her.
Now you know what you need to do. Now you know what you need
it's
to
true.
Do.
It's true. I mean, let's start. Let's see where this album goes, and I'm going to make the changes for the little freestyle thingy, and I'm going to see the reception from it, and then I'm going to decide.
Yo, you've fully. Never gotten bad backlash from a freestyle.
No, never.
So what are you even saying?
Because you don't understand what I'm saying. That is my goal. Like, okay. You know how many bars are in my stuff and you don't even get it? Mm. That's annoying. Like, okay, that's very annoying because I be saying some crazy shit. And you guys don't understand it, but that's why my core loves it so much because they understand every single word. I want it to be that when I'm rapping, if I'm really supposed to say I'm going to rap, you need to know what I'm saying because I'm a spit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I will say this, even in your interview, I mean, in your freestyles now, I don't be understanding some of the shit. I got to bring it back. Yeah. But I will bring it back. Bitch, you're teaching me Pac Five. I feel like I'm learning, like, you know?
I would say I do have a couple rap tracks, if I'm being honest, in my archive. But I'm trying to also do it in English without sounding weird.
No, that's what we like.
No, I would add a little touch and the power in it, but I still won't feel comfortable knowing that I'm going on the stage. I want my people rapping back to me.
I love how
that's how I perform.
I love how y'all say comfortable.
Yeah, I like
to say it.
Comfortable.
Yo, so you got extra
comfortable.
Yeah. But
I have to be comfortable.
Okay, well, I hope you get there.
I do. I think I'm gonna get there. It's just time, you know. It's just time. Because this is how I was when I just started out in dancehall too. Mm. Like, I didn't know nothing about writing tracks. When I blew up on my third track, and I had to be writing in the studio every single night trying to catch up to that fame.
Mm.
If I didn't catch up to it, who would I be right now? And I didn't know nothing about writing. I started off writing freestyles before writing an actual song. Which so I guess it's just a practice. My third track was with Vybz Kartel, Ludi. That's the one that blew me up. But yeah, I started out writing freestyles. So who to tell, it might happen. If somebody get me real upset, I'm stepping in. Don't play with me now. Because when I get upset, I'll go crazy.
I like the sound of that. Sorry, I hate that you gotta be pissed, but I want to hear the bars.
Yeah.
But yo, congratulations, you've won a Thank pair you. Of shoes.
Thank you.
Let's bring them out.
Also, you get the beat.
You gotta learn, Ludi.
Yeah.
Looney's a game. Not always good game nights. So. Mm-hmm. That's a game you gotta learn.
All right. So I forgot to say that this part of the show is sponsored by Woodstack.
Woodstack.
They're a black-owned shoe store out in Brooklyn.
I love me some black.
Definitely got to check them out. So we're doing hip-hop trivia in honor of hip-hop 50th. And since you know your hip-hop, you want a pair of shoes.
Thank you.
Now you have some options.
All right. Let you know.
Those are the Teyana Taylor collab.
I'm in my red era, you know. So this goes with my hair.
Pretty fire.
Yeah, I like this. Oh, what else you got? Oh, I like this too.
Cozy.
I like
this. Why you laugh?
I was listening.
Yeah. Why?
We were betting on which shoe you would pick.
Let her get through all the shoes. Yeah, go get shoes.
I like the first one more though.
All right.
Yeah, all right. This is cool. I feel like I've had a lot of these on these styles.
Okay. I feel like we need a little background music when we do this post.
Wow, this is fire. Yeah.
What's your top two?
This and the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we guessed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I really like this one a lot too because I'm a really simple, classy, neutral girl. The white can go with almost anything. And white is my favorite color too.
Yeah. Hold on, look back at the Teyana Taylors one more time before you decide. Yeah.
I saw them say both.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I've never seen this one.
The Teyana Taylor collab with Nike. They just dropped like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, awesome. I love Teyana.
Yeah.
I think she's amazing.
She's fly.
And beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
I like both.
All right, they're yours.
Thank you.
Of course.
You get Dobby shoes. Dobby is free. Hey guys, it's your girl Shensia and I'm rocking with Woodstack.
Yes.
Should I take my glasses off?
You said what?
I said I should have took my glasses off. Should I take my glasses off for the job? It
doesn't matter.
Okay. I think they fire, I'm not gonna lie.
I was gonna ask you after what glasses are those.
Yeah. A tinger, you see?
What?
Outer linger.
Never heard of it, but love them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me either. It's my first time wearing them, but they're pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Shensia, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun. Yes. I'm gonna come back.
Please do when the album drops, please.
Yes.
We gotta get it in.
I will.
All right, cool. Shout out to your gram, let everybody know where they can follow and tune in.
Follow me everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Shensia. S-H-E-N-S-E-E-A.
Until next time, guys. Peace. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that lovely conversation. You already know we need to talk for all your exclusive interviews with your favorite artists, celebrities, influencers, etc. Now, if you guys haven't already, make sure you drop a comment. Show me some love. Let me know what you like, what you didn't like. I'm open to criticism. And also, please, whatever you do, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest content that drops when it drops.